Masechet Berachot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah is going to teach us two different things. Number one, that the concept of tefillah is really connecting to Hashem. It's not just fulfilling one's obligation. And secondly, that if somebody's in a makom sakana, if somebody's in a dangerous location, they pray a short prayer, but they're still obligated to pray to Hashem. Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Haoseh tefillato keva, En tefillato tahanunim. If somebody makes his prayer like a keva, like a hova, like an obligation that he just has to get done, that he's not looking at it as a moment to actually reflect and connect to Hashem, but he's just looking to take it upon himself as a hok kavua, something that he has to do and he has no choice and he just has to get it over with. If he does that, his tefillah is not considered to be tahanunim. It's not going to be received by Hashem properly. Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, HaMehalech Bimkom Sakana, Mitpalel Tefillah Ketzara. If somebody's going in a location that's dangerous, he still prays a Tefillah Ketzara. He prays a shortened prayer. And that prayer goes like this, Omer, Hosha Hashem Et Amecha Et She'el Yisrael, Bechol Parashat Ha'ibur, Yehiyu Sorchehem, Lefanecha Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tefillah. The prayer says, redeem us Hashem, redeem us, redeem your people who are the remnant, the leftover people of Israel. At every Parashat Ha'ibur, the Bar Tenura says, Parashat Ha'ibur is a very vague term over here. It means that Hashem, you should remember us even at those points in time where we have Averot. Don't just remember us and connect to us during times where we're behaving and when we're following the laws of the Torah. Rather, even those times that we're not connected and we're separate from you because of Avera, please stay connected to us and please watch over who we are. Yehiyu sorchehem lefanecha. Let our needs be before you. Baruch atah Hashem, shomea tefillah. Blessed you Hashem, who listens to our tefillot.